This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 256 for Friday, February 7th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Friday, hitting fresh three-month highs as tightening supplies and the need to ration demand provided support. Canola up $2 to $8, the March contract up $5.20 at $655.40 per ton. Statistics Canada reported this morning that canola stocks in the country as of December 31st came in at 11.4 million tons. That compares with about 14 million at the same time a year ago and marks the tightest level for this time of year since the drought of 2021. Weekly Canadian canola exports of about 150,000 tons were down from the previous week, but year-to-date exports of 5.5 million tons are roughly double what moved the same time last year. Gains in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil were also supportive, although soybeans and European rapeseed futures were weaker on the day. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower, with only soy oil up. Renewed concerns over U.S. trade policies under Donald Trump and the likelihood of retaliation from other countries accounted for some of today's selling pressure. While U.S. tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada were delayed earlier this week, Trump is now saying he will announce tariffs on many other countries next week. Improving weather conditions in South America contributed to the losses in soybeans, with the March contract down 11 cents at $10.49 per bushel. After hot and dry weather hurt soybeans in Argentina, forecasts now call for some welcome rain over the next week. The advancing Brazilian soybean harvest was also bearish as more export demand shifts away from the U.S. Monthly USDA supply-demand estimates will be released next week Tuesday, and pre-report positioning was another feature of today's trade. Corn futures well off the multi-month highs hit earlier this week as traders squared positions and took some risk out of the market. The March corn contract down 7 cents at $4.87 per bushel. Declining crop ratings for Argentina's corn crop were somewhat supportive, although the rains expected next week did counter that sentiment. Wheat futures seeing a modest correction lower to end of the week, although weather concerns in Europe and the Black Sea region, with cold temperatures in the forecast there, were somewhat supportive. Minneapolis spring wheat down a penny in the March contract at $6.27.5 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 3 cents in March at $6.04 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 5 cents in the March contract at $5.82 per bushel. Canadian wheat stocks as of December 31st at 24.5 million tons were up about 1% on the year and in line with the trade expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, February 7th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.